You're listening to Cancer Questions and Answers, brought to you by the University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center.
Caring for the caregiver. Almost 1.4 million men and women were diagnosed with cancer in 2006. Naturally, the focus among doctors and nurses is on the cancer patient. However, supporting those 1.4 million cancer patients are their spouses, their parents, their children, and their loved ones. Laurel Northhouse, professor of nursing and co-director of the Sociobehavioral Research Program at the University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center, helped compile a list of key questions and answers on how to care for the caregivers.
What do we need to know about caring for the caregiver?
The most important thing to realize is that cancer is a family disease. It affects the entire family, not just the patient. Even though caregivers don't have cancer in their bodies, they suffer with the emotional, social, and spiritual aspects of the disease. They must face their own challenges in addition to what the patient is facing. This observation seems somewhat obvious, yet common approaches to cancer care regularly exclude the caregiver. It's not unusual for family members to experience as much emotional distress as the patient. How the caregiver manages his or her own emotions affects the patient. There's a reciprocal effect. What impacts one impacts the other.
What are the most common challenges faced by the primary caregiver?
Two feelings, uncertainty and worry, are at times more problematic for family members than for patients. One possible explanation for this is the caregiver has less direct contact with doctors and nurses, often relying on secondhand information shared with them by the patient. Without the opportunity to have their questions answered, they tend to worry more about issues like recurrence. Caregivers commonly express feelings of powerlessness as well. They may be confident in the doctor, but they are unsure about the role they should play and overwhelmed with their new responsibilities.
Are there challenges that specifically affect younger caregivers?
Younger spouses and partners facing cancer tend to have more demands on their time. The demands of work can leave them with less flexibility to go to appointments, and it can tax much-needed energy. The responsibility of raising children is another major factor facing caregivers. In addition to having enough time to spend with children during treatment and worrying about the future, parents also have difficulty talking to their kids about cancer, knowing what to say and how much to say. When cancer strikes a younger couple, they may feel out of sync with their peers who are living normal, healthy lives while they themselves deal with a major disease. Their cancer experience is often their first encounter with a significant life challenge, and they are forced to face issues like loss and death earlier than their peers.
Are there differences between how men and women react to the role of caregiver?
Not surprisingly, men and women cope differently. Men tend to want to confront an issue quickly and put it behind them, which isn't always possible with cancer. Women tend to see the benefit of more processing, working through issues and emotions through communication. For women, this is not seen as dwelling on the negative, but looking for empathy and support. In general, men feel it's less useful to talk about it, even if it helps the woman, although this isn't always the case.
What suggestions do you have for the caregiver dealing with the emotional aspects of cancer?
Get information. Make sure you're involved in appointments with doctors and try to have your own questions answered. Caregivers should expect to be included without the fear of being a bother. Couples may feel the purpose of this is to provide a second set of ears to take in complex information, but it's more than that. Caregivers will feel better if they hear directly from the professionals. Simplify. It's especially difficult to deal with cancer when life is chock full of other demands. Our coping mechanisms can only stretch so far. Of course, many of life's roles can't be abandoned, but when possible, cut back or delegate lesser responsibilities and set limits. Be hopeful. For the caregiver as for the patient, a spirit of hope and optimism is key. Be choosy. When looking for support or hope from others, remember that not everyone has empathy skills. Identify the people who can provide real support without criticism or negativity. Surround yourself with people who can bolster your confidence. Take care of yourself. Don't neglect your own needs. For caregivers, this can be the hardest thing. Many times, the first thing to go is a regular self-care routine, exercise, hobbies, the things we need to do for our own emotional health. Some caregivers feel guilty if they invest time in themselves instead of focusing solely on the patient. But that's what we all need, time to re-energize and recharge. To avoid common problems like irritability and waning concentration, restoring yourself is vital.
For more information about caring for the caregiver, visit www.mcancer.org. Or call Cancer Answer Line at 1-800-865-1125. Thank you for listening to Cancer Questions and Answers, brought to you by the University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center.